The spider thought the game so grand that he wove great sky into being and lived there and named himself Father Mountain. The butterfly loved her children also and wove great earth and lived there as Great Mother. She thought the spider's game cruel and gave her children love, the game of male and female, so that through sex they could free a little gnome and awaken from the dream, if only for a moment. In the fullness of time, Father Mountain calls for their bones. The egg cracks, the cocoon unravels, and the gnome returns to the joke. The young and the sleeping are told that you die, and then Father Mountain gives you new bones. The truth is that there is no you to give them. There is only Jolk. Jolk is what looks out through your eyes and back at you through the eyes of another. The egg thinks it is you. Most eggs fear the day Father Mountain returns their fragments to the earth. Most will struggle against death and would struggle even if struggling were the only sin. And then the door opens. There are no words for that knowing. Most think this first way is the only path through the darkness. But there is the second way, to awaken within the dream. It is not easy or even possible for any but dream dancers and hunt chiefs. And most of them will never awaken fully, but those few, as you know, the taste of your own mouth, they know that we come from Cory, and to Cory, the nothing, we return. They also know that the nothing is everything. And now, Shadow Valley.
Chapter 1. Summer's warm rains had long since riven the earth, then dried again to dust. Three moons would wax and wane before the winter rivers swelled within their graveled banks. Hot Tree had lived most of her adult life in Fire Burma, the bamboo-walled cluster of huts a day's walk southeast of Great Sky. Now her hair was streaked with white, her brown skin deeply wrinkled, her breasts empty sacks. Years had cooled the fire in her dancing feet. She felt both hollow and heavy, and knew it would not be long before Father Mountain summoned her bones. So much had changed in the past few moons. For generations unknown, the Ibandi had lived within the sheltering shadows of the mountains called Great Sky and Great Earth. The peaks were home to Father Mountain and Great Mother, whose timeless passion had birthed the world. Three moons ago, Great Sky had exploded, the cataclysm wreathing the sky in stinking smoke and spewing rivers of boiling mud down its verdant slopes. Trees had been wrenched up by the roots, tumbling like dead brush. The Ibandi hunt chiefs had died. Some believed the god himself had perished. But Hot Tree did not, though she well believed that the explosion was a sign of his displeasure with their wickedness. Whatever the truth might be, a second disaster soon struck. From the south came the Mictic, brutal men who killed many and even stole three of the sacred dream dancers. The bloody war had almost undone the Ibandi. If Hot Tree's daughter had not brought her here to Water Burma, Tree did not know what might have become of her. Much had changed since then. Sky Woman, the girl who earned her name by climbing Great Sky, had fled north with half the tribe, accompanied by her lover, Frog Hopping.